Ah, springtime. The sun's shining, the grass is growing, the flowers are blooming, birds are chirping, and love is in the air. That's right, love. Now I'm not talking Valentine's Day kind of love. I'm talking love of planting fresh fruit in your garden, or reading a book under the shade of a tree. Simple things. Things that I love. Oh my God, that was so hard to do without laughing. It took me 4 tries, honest. Welcome to episode 17. In this episode, I'm going to just wrap up my Bless Me Ultima experience. And I've got an interview with JC Sales and also Sam Valenzuela, who are cast members of Bless Me, but they're actually already on their next project. So I am setting aside my pangs of jealousy, and I am trying to help promote the hell out of their show. In addition to that, I've got some great music from the PodSafe Music Network, and I think that's it. Let's get started, shall we? Well, hello, you beautifully dry people. How are you? I'm doing okay. The nursery is madness, but that's okay. That's what happens when the sun comes out and you've got a garden to feed. After, what was it, 18 days of rain? I suppose we're due for some sunshine, especially since we're in California. Now, mind you, I personally love the rain, so I was okay with it. The theme for this podcast is simplicity. I've been gone a while. I've got a crap load of stuff to do, but I wanted to at least get this out to help out my friends who have shows that are in production. So with no further ado, you'll get the joke later, I present an interview with Ms. JC Sales. Now, I love this lady because she's got such a positive attitude, such great, well-thought-out ideas. She's a fellow blogger, hello, what's not to love, and she's got courage to do what I personally am a little too terrified to do. In the brief time I've known her, she's been to like 20 auditions and callbacks. It's nuts. And I've only known her for what, 9-10 weeks? She is a busy, busy gal, and I love her for it. And her laugh is infectious. Okay, and my guest today is Ms. JC Sales, one of my fellow cast members of Bless Me Ultima. Hello, how are you?
Good.
I understand that you're doing a new production, and it's Much Ado About Nothing with Arclight Theater.
Yes.
And you've already started rehearsals?
Yes.
How are they going?
They're going really great. I will be playing the part of Fergus. Arclight has decided that they want to set it in the 1840s Mission era. So it'll be Mission San Jose.
Ooh, wow.
And I have taken liberties, and I'm incorporating a lot of Spanish into my Shakespeare. So instead of, yes, sir, thank you, sir, sí, señor, thank you, señor. So I'm looking forward to it. It's definitely going to be an interesting experience. And shows go up beginning in May.
Beginning of May? Okay, well, I'll be sure to push that.
All right.
So you said you're you know, changing some stuff for si, senor. Are you going to say gracias, senor?
So,
or is that too much?
I didn't want to incorporate it into all Spanish just because everyone else is still speaking in Shakespeare. Like, occasional words like senor added instead of ducats.
Oh.
They're reals or pesos, you know, in referring to certain things like, I think there's a line that's like, I would not marry her, or I would marry her if she was an Ethiop. That's what it says.
Oh, Lord.
They changed it to Ohlone because the Ohlone Indians were part of the native tribe there.
Nice.
So there are small changes within the script, but I'm sort of the token Mexican on the show, so I've decided to take all the liberties with that and in incorporating some Spanish words here, mostly just words here and there as opposed to entire phrases,
okay,
just to keep it sort of Shakespeare.
Nice. Nice. So do you have to do any sort of history research in regards to San Jose back in that time?
A little bit. The company was kind enough to pay for us to take a tour of Mission San Jose in Fremont. So we got like a full 4-hour tour of the background and the history, which was really nice. And then I just bought a book called The Mexicans of San Jose to start my own research. So I am doing a bit. Incorporating as much as I can into the character.
Cool. Yeah. Wow. So how long have you been rehearsing so far?
I think 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Yeah, ish. It's been a little confusing because we've had our shows with Bless Me Ultima, so I'm doing double duty. So about 3 weeks, I believe.
You must be exhausted.
I am a little tired, and because Bless Me Ultima closes this weekend, I can now focus straight on Much Ado About Nothing. Woo! And get a little bit more rest.
Hello.
Nice.
Well, hello. Did we have a 6:30 or 7?
7.
I don't remember.
You look nice and comfy and warm. I'm sorry.
This lovely lady is Miss Rosa.
She plays recorded.
She plays Ultima in the show. I could always edit it out, but I think that's kind of fun.
I'm sorry. Were you guys doing an interview?
Yeah.
It's okay.
She's like,
theater people just barging in on everything.
I'm kidding. You don't have to leave. Well, in that case.
Okay.
So, getting back onto topic. Yes. We've discussed now Much Ado.
Yes.
Now that we're wrapping up here, mm-hmm. What has been probably the funnest part of this show for you?
The funnest part. Getting in touch with my roots. I am one of the... I'm so white.
Don't, girl, you don't have to. Hello, I'm coconut too.
So whitewashed. My Spanish is horrible and
me
whatnot.
Too.
And
I don't even know Spanish.
You're right. Getting in touch with
evening guide.
Hello. Getting in touch with my heritage has been great. Learning about my culture, meeting people that were part of the Chicano teatro movement, mm-hmm. People that worked with Teatro Campesino, mm-hmm. and Luis Valdez, and all of that has been an amazing experience. It's probably one of the best things I've gotten out of this.
Yeah, same here. Same here, touche. But what I really want to ask you, mm-hmm. is that you have a blog.
Have a blog.
What's it called?
It is called Theater Geek with G33K as the geek, blogspot.com. And my blog, which terribly needs to be updated, is basically about my journey to become, hopefully, an equity actress.
Woo!
Or at least get into some kind of MFA program. We'll see which direction it goes. Mm-hmm. But the original point was, hey, look, what happens when you want to start from ground zero with very little theater experience but a passion for theater, you know, going through those callbacks, going through those auditions? What's it like working with this company? What's it like working in this environment? And kind of hopefully telling it like it is, because I think people out there have this really candy-coated idea of what it means to be an actor or the process of being an actor. And I was like, oh, honey, you don't even know. Like, you really gotta, there's so much work involved.
It's very romanticized.
It's so romanticized. It's ridiculous.
And I actually really enjoy reading it.
Oh, thank you.
So, yeah, that's www.theatergeekg33k.blogspot.com.
Correct.
I love it. So I know we have to get ready soon and...
Yes.
Russa kind of took up some of our time. So. But that's okay. I would love to chat with you again right before Much Ado opens, if that's okay.
For sure.
Yes. We'll make it a date.
Okay. Woo-hoo.
But thank you so much for taking the time to do this today.
Thank you, Mr. Activist.
Simple things. We take pleasure in the simple things. We take pride in little victories, and we wear our simple crowns. Aho, tugs of war, we battle ships and thunderstorms, and naked is our uniform. It's our simple handmade. It's a beautiful morning, beautiful morning. Dressed up in summer and tied with a bow. Let's be courageous and face tiny dangers. Let's climb those fences with signs that say, don't. Beautiful man, I'm a beautiful woman. Find simple pleasures wherever we go. It's the simple things that make us feel at home. For a simple view, we'll sleep upon your daddy's roof. 'Cause our sleeping bags are waterproof, and they leave static in our hair. For poor heaven's sake, the sky is tired of being scraped, and pigeons cry, the fire escapes. There is traffic in the air. It's a beautiful morning, beautiful morning. Dressed up in summer and tied with a bow. Let's be courageous and face tiny dangers. Let's climb those fences with signs that say don't. Beautiful man, I'm a beautiful woman. Find simple pleasures wherever we go. It's the simple things that make us feel at home. We get high on simple things, and we take life on nips and swings. We fly. Aren't you tired of being prisoner of your desires? There is life beyond the razor wire that you've strung around your mind. When you complicate the simple pleasures, it's too late. 'Cause you're no better than to take pleasure in the simple things in life. It's a beautiful
So we closed out Bless Me Ultima on Sunday, and if I had to guess, I would say that the show sold probably about 80 to 85% of the house, which is a pretty darn good percentage. Here are some of the things that I absolutely loved about doing this particular show. First was that we got to do student matinees. So schools actually came to see the shows. Not whole, complete schools, but representatives from schools. I think there were a total of 13 to 15 schools. There were actually even classes there at night, at the night performances, and that was wonderful. The fact that we get to reach out in this way to a younger generation who may not have considered theater at all as a viable source of entertainment, and hopefully made them realize that it is, I think that's really important, and I hope that it inspires them to go and seek out more plays and musicals, or even become an actor themselves. The other thing I loved about this experience is, just like Jessica said, it's been amazing to hear about your cultural past and realize that there's still some parts of it that hold true to you. Kind of like for me, the whole spirituality thing. I believe fully in nature and the soul and spirit of the earth and all the things that are in it. That was something that completely rang true to me. And it was also really cool to meet other Latinos, they prefer Chicanos, other, you know, Chicanos, if you will, who are interested in things other than gangs and, you know, finding that boyfriend or girlfriend for the moment. And partying all the time. These people were so interested in the world around them and in the connections that they were making with other human beings. And I just found that refreshing. I mean, I came from the East Side, so I've got a kind of a skewed view of what a Chicano/Latino is like. And it was really heartening to see that not everyone's like that. So when I had posted a while back about not being able to probably be comfortable in my own skin because of the color, I think they've helped me a great deal grow, and I can't thank them enough for that. And the other thing that I really loved was discovering neat little facts about these people who I spent the last couple of months with. Like, for example, one of our crew members is an amazing artist. He does these incredible ink drawings that are just magic to me. And I was lucky enough to get a picture, probably because I forced him. Anyway, I got a drawing of my own. Yay, thanks, Hugo. I appreciate it. It's gorgeous. One of the other things I learned was that Mr. Sam Valenzuela, who you'll hear later on, is a really good guitarist. And the boy can sing. I hate him. Kidding, I don't really hate him. I've already told him all this to his face, so he already knows. But he has this incredible voice, and he can play the guitar like a madman. Well, maybe not a madman, just, you know, really well. But, yeah, and as well, in addition to being an amazing actor. So you'll hear more from Sam later on. And then our other crew guy, Rodrigo, was actually in Cats, I think in Mexico. I'm like, get it, work it out. Every time I see him, he would always, chasse, step, leap. There's a moment that happened on stage on the Friday before our opening, and it's a bit exaggerated, but I did get it on video so that way you can see a mistake that happened. Well, not really a mistake, more like they asked me to change a set at a different time, and when I did, it created this problem. So we went back to the old way. But yeah, so this situation is on video, and it's definitely exaggerated. It's not as bad as it seems. It's not as melodramatic as the Jay made it look. So I'll put that on the website for you to see. One of my other little favorites was during Act 2, Scene 1, there is a moment where I'm talking to the little brother, Tony, and I say, be careful. And as I turn to walk off the stage, my ankle rolls, and I kind of trip, and it's written in the script, Tony's next line to Andrew is, you be careful. How funny is that? How funny is that? Be careful, because, you know, you're a dumb klutz, and I know you can't walk. But yeah, that's also very high on my favorites list. And then last but not least, my most favorite thing that happened during the show. Miss Melina, I don't know how to say her last name, and I don't want to try it because I'll probably mess it up. Miss Melina going, I don't even want to say it, but she says, she basically does an Ethel Merman with Jerry the activist, and then she says, this one's for the cheap seats. I'll have to get her on audio for you guys to hear because it's hilarious. Just hilarious. There isn't much that I can say that I haven't already said about Bless Me. It's a great learning experience with a wonderful company of actors and staff members that supported one another and helped each other out. Yes, there was a little bit of griping, but that happens in every show, so it was no big deal. But they were all amazing people, and I would not trade it in for the world.
is there future inside of us? Streaming, wishful thinking now. Maybe someday we will know. How do we make sense of these memories, photographs and history? They're all that's left of what we fought to be. How do we make sense of these memories, photographs and history? They're all that's left of what we for love and war and peace. Life is snuffed out and laid down. Drink from the cup while the cup is still full. How do we make sense of these memories, photographs and history? They're all that's left of what we fought. How do we make sense of these memories, photographs and history? They're all that's left of what we fought to be. For knowing, content with the how, amusing the who and why. How do we make sense of these memories, photographs and history? They're all that's left of what we fought to be. How do we make sense of these memories, photographs and history? Left to what we fought to be. All these memories, photographs, and history.
Over the number of years that I've been doing theater, I've worked with a ton of people. And out of those ton of people, there have only been a very, very small handful of them that have had such talent that I have just had this incredible, incredible respect for. This guy is so incredibly talented that I'm actually jealous of him. Yes, yes, I said it, I'm jealous. He's such a nice person, too, to top it all off. He's hilarious, and there's not really a bad thing that I can say about him, because he's just a cool guy like that. When I saw him at auditions, I knew he was a force to be reckoned with, and he brings just this incredible commitment to his characters, and it's just so much fun to watch him do what he does. So I have to say that I am a huge fan. Yes, that's right, I am a fan of his, because he is amazing, and when Boxcar opens, I'm definitely going to be there, and I'm hoping a whole bunch of y'all are going to go too. So, here's a teaser interview with Mr. Sam Valenzuela. Okay, my guest here right now is the incredibly talented Mr. Sam Valenzuela. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. Thank you for doing this for me.
Thank you.
I understand that you are not only wrapping up Bless Me Ultima, but you're working on a current project called Boxcar.
Yes.
What is that about?
Boxcar is the true story set to the stage that depicts five men crossing into the United States via a boxcar. And it's the intermingle and the junction of a story that is brought to life through the eyes of the sole survivor in that tragedy, because four people ended up dying in that circumstance. So essentially, it's just a story being brought to life and being brought to light through the eyes of one man who was really the youngest person and the newest person to experience what these other people went through over and over again.
Wow. So. When is there a time period that this is set in?
This is actually based off of an actual event that happened in 1987, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, that's fairly recent.
Yeah, yeah. It's actually funny because it's a timeless depiction, but it's also very poignant to what's happening right now.
Mm-hmm.
And it was happening years ago, and it's probably going to be another issue 20 years from now.
Yeah.
This is a very touchy and sensitive topic and subject, and I think it's a story that isn't told very often, and if it is told, it's always told from one side, and I think this is a great opportunity to bring the other side to light.
Wow. I know this is with stage two of the Pacifica Spindrift Players, right?
That's correct.
Okay. And when is it running?
We open April 29th. And we close May 8th.
So it's a very short window that you have to see this. Wow. And how long does the play run, like time-wise? Have you gone through the whole thing yet?
We haven't done a run-through just yet, but I'm going to shoot a time figure of maybe a little over an hour. It's only a one act. So no intermission, just a straight shot.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's going to be a really thought-provoking, emotional-provoking, humor-provoking, spirit-provoking. It's just a provoking
I was gonna say,
show all the way through.
Wow.
So, yeah, I mean, and even if you don't have family that has gone through this, you'll connect with at least one or two characters in the show that you'll know that what's going on is real.
Is it kind of like the way Bless Me is set up? Is it narrator and then scene and then narrator scene, or is it more interwoven than that?
The way it's set up, the structure of the play is a person is being interrogated in the room in the very beginning of the show.
Oh.
And as the show is developed, as the show is presented, it's essentially this person telling the story, and it's flashbacks, and then back to the interrogation room, and then another flashback, and back to the interrogation room. So it's really the scene, the locales are just the boxcar and the interrogation room. And the lead actor who's telling the story is hopping from the set of the boxcar, and then at the end of that scene goes straight into the interrogation room and continues to tell the story.
Jeez. That's going to be deep.
Yeah, it's going to be a heavy show.
Oh, man. I think I know that you don't speak Spanish,
that's
right?
That's correct.
Is there any sort of bilingual issues that happen in that show as well?
Yeah, there is Spanish as a thread throughout the show. Some of it that is spoken by myself, a lot more with other characters. I think what's, in addition to speaking Spanish and having a good handle of the language, the character that I play is actually not even Mexicano, he's a Salvadoreño. So being able to have that accent as opposed to being a Mexican,
right?
That's just another challenge to hurdle. And I hope that the research and the practice that I do will pay off. But I think just beyond that, I just really hope that the message is put across. And I think it goes beyond language. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It could be put, this could be put with Filipinos in the boxcar or with African Americans in the boxcar. It transcends language and ethnicity and race. It's just a human story.
Yeah, so, those are always the best ones, yeah. Too. So what kind of research are you doing for this?
I'm doing research. Like I said, my character is Salvadoreño, and apparently there was a lot of revolution going on around the time that this happened. And so that really plays a factor about how this character relates to everyone else in the boxcar. Everyone else in the boxcar is Mexicano.
Ooh,
and so
okay.
They view him in a certain light because of what's going on economically, financially, and in the areas of Latin America. And that also might play a factor into why he's trying to get into the United States.
Wow.
So in addition to that, I have a very good friend who's Salvadorian. And so I'm talking to her about...
Are you trying to pick up the accent for her?
No, I'm trying to pick up the certain ways and certain nuances of how the pronunciation is.
Mm-hmm.
So... Hopefully that'll pay off. I mean, I'm doing as much as I can. Obviously, working with Bless Me Ultima is taking a lot of my time, and I don't want my performance with Bless Me Ultima to be compromised. So
right.
I try to put as much focus on that as possible.
Right. Well, I know we have a short amount of time that we have to get ready. But I want to thank you now for doing this right now, and then I'm hoping that once your show opens, it gets a little closer to opening, we can actually do a true interview that I would love to do with you.
Sure.
Okay.
I love that.
Thank you, Mr. Sam.
Thank you, Jerry. Tonight you better stop, rebuild all your ruin, peace and love will win the day in spite of all your losing. From the land of the ice and snow, from the midnight sun where the hot springs glow, the hammer of the gods will drive our ships to new land to fight the whore, sing and cry.
Well, that's wrapping it up for this episode of the Activist Podcast. I'd like to say thank you for those of you who listen often, and for those of you this is your first time, I really appreciate you stopping in and hanging out with me for a little bit. Hopefully you'll come back again, and again and again and again. I'm always looking for ways to improve the podcast, or if you know of any local artists that you think I should help promote, let me know. I'd be happy to. The music in today's podcast was brought to you by the PodSafe Music Network, and they are as follows. Simple Things by Amy Cuny, Memories, Photographs, and History by Jerry Fee, and Immigrant Song by Ann Wilson. That's right, Ann Wilson of Heart. Ow! As if you couldn't tell by the voice. Come on now. You gotta know Heart. If you want to get a hold of me, you can always do it one of three ways. You can friend me on Facebook, Jery the Activist, or you can email me, Jerry at the Activist, Jery at theactivist.com, or on good old Twitter at the Activista. I will have links up on the show notes for the theater and productions of what you've heard about, and also the websites of the musicians that you've heard of. So, for those of you who have gigs, auditions, callbacks, showings at galleries, performances, break a leg. For everyone else, get on out there and enjoy some live theater, or even go to a museum, or go catch a poetry reading. Just get out there and support that local talent. Until next time, my name is Jerry, and I am the Activist.